Proverbs 16:25 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." One of the most difficult things about reaching the lost is to get them to think. But the same obstacles are even found among professing Christians. Whether I'm sharing the gospel and the way of salvation to a lost person, or I'm sharing the Bible and spiritual growth with a Christian person, I seem to almost constantly hit a brick wall. And the bricks go something like this. "Well, I was always raised to believe." Or, "My mother has always said." Or, "My pastor says." Or, "I'm Catholic." Or something else along those lines. Instead of thinking about what God's Word says, the response is something else. And it's always "a way that seemeth right unto that man or woman." We repeatedly urge our listeners and viewers to test what you've been taught, even from childhood. Test what your schools taught you. Test what your pastors teach you. And that includes this pastor. This is what the Bereans did, and they were praised for it in Acts 17:11, which refers to the Berean Christians saying, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so." What you were taught by whoever may seem right at first, but if you test it by scripture, you may find that it's just not right. It seemed right to a man who lived in the same part of Ohio that I lived in 25 years ago to refuse blood transfusions. He had been taught by cult literature from the Watchtower Society of Jehovah's Witnesses that receiving blood transfusions intravenously was the same as eating blood, and therefore was a sin or was an abomination. And that's an absurd teaching. And when that man then accidentally shot his foot off while cleaning his shotgun, he could have survived if he would have received blood transfusions. But because the way that seemed right to him was to refuse them, based on false teaching from the Watchtower, he died. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Every day, people ignore the Bible and go to their death, thinking that their religious teaching just seems right. But if they had not submitted to the biblical gospel and believed on the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross in his death, and if they had not believed in the power of his bodily resurrection from the grave in victory over sin and death, that person's end is the second death, an eternity in the lake of fire. So on both the physical level, as with the man who bled to death, and on the spiritual level, as those who go to hell at death believing their religion seems right, the same is true. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And it's not just unsaved people and cult members who suffer when they ignore this truth. Christians I've known have faced disease. They were told to take some miracle cure instead of getting surgery or some other traditional treatment. It's a free country and you can do that. But I've watched a lot of these people die slow, painful deaths as a result. Christians choose not to carry self-defense weapons in obedience to the words of Jesus Christ in Luke 22:36. They end up robbed, raped, or even killed as defenseless victims because they had a false sense of security. And God's Word doesn't tell us to take that for granted. And the examples are endless, even among people who are probably saved but foolish. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And that's the point of our proverb. Don't assume that what you believe is right without testing it against Scripture and against the facts when Scripture doesn't directly address the matter. That's why the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 2:16 that he was holding forth the word of life, "that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." So don't follow the ways of death, even if they seem right at first. Follow the words of life found in our English King James Bible.